Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into some pretty core physics ideas, angular momentum and rotation of rigid bodies. We've got sources outlining the key concepts, and well, our mission here is really to get a quick handle on what makes things spin and move rotationally.
Absolutely. And what's really neat, I think, is seeing how these ideas aren't just separate bits of information. They actually link together to paint a whole picture. So this deep dive should give you a solid, you know, high-level grasp of the main terms and how they relate. Understanding this stuff is, well, it's key for a lot of physical phenomena.
Okay, right. Let's unpack it then, starting with big one. Angular momentum. The sources hit this from a few angles. A point mass, systems of masses, rigid bodies. They talk about total angular momentum, its magnitude. What's the main gist there?
Well, the really powerful idea is that for a closed system, the total angular momentum often just stays the same. It's conserved. You know, think about a figure skater spinning. Arms out, then arms in. They spin way faster, right? But the total angular momentum hasn't changed, assuming no friction or anything. Uh-huh. The sources call this the conservation of angular momentum. It's fundamental. And direction matters, too. It's a vector. That's where the right-hand rule comes in, helps you visualize which way it's pointing.
The skater example. Yeah, that really clarifies it. Okay, so if angular momentum is about the, let's say, amount of spin, how does moment of inertia fit into that picture? Our sources mention it for a rigid body and even hint there are different values for some rigid bodies, so it varies.
That's a great point. Yeah, it absolutely varies. Moment of inertia, you can kind of think of it as rotational laziness or resistance to spinning. It's the rotational version of mass, basically. But it's not just how much mass. Crucially, it's how that mass is spread out relative to the axis you're spinning around. Like, imagine spinning a dumbbell. Easy if you spin it around the bar connecting the weights. Much harder if you try to spin it end over end, right? Because the mass is further out. Higher moment of inertia.
Got it. That makes sense. Distribution is key. So we have the quantity of spin and the resistance. Now, the sources also mention principles governing change. Things like the laws of variation of angular momentum versus the laws of conservation. What's a core difference we need to grasp?
Right. So conservation, like with the skater, applies when there are no external twisting forces, no torques. The spin stays constant. That's the laws of conservation. The variation of angular momentum happens when there are outside forces or torques acting. That's where rotational dynamics comes alive. You know, how do things change their spin because something is pushing or pulling on them rotationally?
Okay, so external forces are the game changer there. And the sources also list different types of motion. Rotational motion, just plain rotation, circular motion, rolling, and translation. Are these all distinct, or how should we think about them?
They are distinct, but sometimes related. Translation is just moving point A to point B in a line. Simple. Rotation is spinning around a fixed point or axis. Circular motion is often about a point mass moving in a circle, which involves rotation. But rolling is the interesting one. It's both. Think of a wheel. It's rotating around its axle, and the whole wheel is translating, moving forward. It's a combination.
Rolling is rotation plus translation. Okay. And the sources dive into the energy side, too. Kinetic energy of a rigid body rotating. Kinetic energy of a rolling rigid body.
Exactly. Because moving things have energy, right? And spinning things have kinetic energy, too. Rotational kinetic energy. Rolling objects, since they do both, have both translational and rotational kinetic energy. The sources also touch on work in rotational motion and power, connecting it back to the forces involved, specifically the magnitude of the resultant moment of forces, which is just the net torque, how much twisting force is being applied.
Wow, okay. So this deep dive really mapped out the essential language, the terminology and the core relationships for angular momentum and how rigid bodies spin and move based on our sources.
Yeah, and if you step back, really grasping these terms, angular momentum, moment of inertia, conservation, the different motions, the energy involved, that's the foundation. It's the starting point for understanding so much of the physical world, how things spin, roll, orbit, which actually brings up a question for you listening. How do you see these ideas, these principles of rotation showing up in your everyday life? Maybe think about something like a bicycle wheel or a spinning top or even planets orbiting. Where do you see this physics in action? Something to ponder.